Today's current events coverage begins with a report on the death of a controversial world leader. Fidel Castro, who ruled the Caribbean island nation of Cuba for almost 50 years, died Friday at the age of 90. His brother, Raul, who took over the country in 2008, made the announcement. The leader of the Cuban Revolution in 1959, Fidel Castro Ruz, made Cuba the first communist nation in the Western Hemisphere. His admirers remembered him as a great leader. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose father was a friend of Castro, credited the late Cuban president with making significant improvements to the education and health care of Cuba. Castro's critics remembered him as an enemy of human rights. U.S. Representative Ileana Ross Leighton, the first Cuban-American elected to Congress, fled Cuba with her family when she was 8. She said the only thing Castro was successful in doing was, quote, holding on to power, which is easy to do when you don't have elections. The divisive views of Castro and his authoritarian rule are embodied by these two very different types of gatherings that followed the news of Castro's death.
We are outside the University of Havana with students and other people, and they are yelling, Fidel, Fidel. And these students, although they were born much after the revolution, are very passionate about Fidel Castro and his cause. This is, of course, the university where he studied before becoming revolutionary. And the students here have been telling us that they found out Friday night when Raul Castro made the announcement, the surprise announcement, that the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, had died. Many of them woke up on Saturday, and that's when they found out the news. And they've just been shocked, they said, stunned by the loss of Fidel Castro, even though he was quite ill. And a lot of people here said that even though they never met him, that they felt like he was somebody they knew, that had been a presence in their lives. And that's why they've come out late on this night to light candles in front of photographs of Fidel Castro, to have speeches, to chant revolutionary slogans. And these are the kinds of scenes we expect to unfold all over Cuba as this country undergoes a 9-day period of mourning.
The party's just getting started here in Little Havana. We're on Calle Ocho outside Café Versailles. This is the epicenter of the Cuban-American exile community here in Miami, and there are literally hundreds of people celebrating the death of Fidel Castro. There's music playing, people banging pots and pans, hundreds of flags, and lots of chanting. One of the chants that we've heard over and over again is, Fidel, you tyrant, take your brother with you. It's very kind of dark to think that people are celebrating someone's death, but people that I've spoken to here say this has been something that they've been waiting for a very long time. They perceive Fidel as someone who is incredibly repressive and someone who essentially stole their homeland away. You have to remember Fidel Castro was in power in Cuba since 1959, so these are very different generations of people, young and old, that have come out to show their joy and their hope that this could mean a new chapter for the island of Cuba.